Okay, so at the end of the parsha, Parshas Bishalach, we learn about the man, and the pasuk says, "Vayibei Amishu Laktu Lechem Mishne Shnei Haomer." So they gathered a double portion on Friday, and the words here, Lechem Mishne, we use every Shabbos, and that refers to the two loaves of bread that we have at our Shabbos Sudas. So the discussions, we're not going to read them inside, and you can see Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez and Brachas Lamentes Amabez. The one that I have here on the source sheet from Shabbos is a little bit small. We're not going to read through it. I just put it on to highlight the following, that the discussions about Lechem Mishne appear both in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Brachos. I'm going to ask the following question. Is this a halacha in Hilchos Brachos, or is it Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos? Now you say, what do you mean? Of course it's Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. So I'll explain the following. Does it mean, when we say you have to have two loaves of bread, is that normally, let's say during the week, if you have a choice of eating sliced bread or a whole bread, so you go with the whole bread, and it's a mitzvah to use a shalem, a full loaf. And so on Shabbos, not only is it a mitzvah to use a full loaf, it's a mitzvah to use two loaves when you make hamotzi. Or is it a din in Suda Shabbos, that in order to fulfill Suda Shabbos properly, in order to eat the Suda properly, so you not only have to have a piece of bread or a loaf of bread, you have to have two loaves of bread. Okay, so as we go through the discussion here, we'll see how this plays out. So first, the riff asks the following question, or he makes the following point on Pesach night. Okay? Pesach night, so he says that there's a mitzvah of lechem oni. You have to have poor man's bread. So you take the matzah from Yachatz, you break it in half, and so when you make the bracha, you make it on a broken piece, because you're supposed to have lechem oni. And the Rosh says, I don't understand. Why do you need to do that? Do what, so at least what Ashkenazim do. Take three matzahs, break the middle matzah, make hamotzi on all three of them. You can have your lechem oni and your lechem mishne at the same time, and shalom al Yisrael. So apparently, the issue seems to be the following, that if you hold that the mitzvah is, this is the way to make hamotzi, so on Shabbos you make hamotzi on two loaves. If you make hamotzi on two loaves on Pesach night, where there's a mitzvah of lechem oni, how do you make hamotzi on lechem oni? So to have two loaves of bread, two whole matzahs with the broken matzah wouldn't make sense. But the Rosh holds that it's a separate thing. It's a din in Hilchos Seuda, that you have a yontif seuda, you have to have two whole matzahs. So you want to have lechem oni also, so put all three together, and that's what the Rosh says. Okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, the Gemara, both in Shabbos and in Brachos, say that Rabbi Zeira, as opposed to Rav Kahana, who took two loaves and broke one of them. And Rav Zeira, have a batze akula sheirusa. So Rav Zeira would do something else. What did he do that was different? So Rashi says, "Batza kula sheirusa prusa gedola v'daila ba'oza suda." So Rashi says that he would give out, instead, we normally give out small pieces, or you give out a kezias, a kabetz, or whatever. So when you cut the challah, you cut large pieces so that each guest doesn't have to ask for more. You give enough for everybody right at the outset. Okay, not every challah is big enough to do that, but that's what he did. Okay? Now Rashi says, no. Look at the contrast. The contrast is Rav Kahana would take two and break one. So what did Rabbi Zeira do? He took two and he broke two. Okay? So what's the... And this plays out. The Vilna Gaon was makpid on this to make sure to break... That there's a Zohar that says that we have 12 loaves of bread. So the Vilna Gaon says it's like the Rashba. You have two on Friday night and you break those two in half. That's four. You do the same thing in the morning and the same thing in Shalosh Shudas, that's 12. And Hasidim follow a different approach, and they'll have 12 at each meal, two big ones and then 10 little ones. Okay, so the Kolbo quotes the Svar of the Rashba, and he says, from Rav Shmuel bar David, Mishum de Kadar Shutei Betziah, Pishnayim, Mishayim Mosachol. because everything you do on Shabbos should be doubled. So what does that sound like? It's not a din in the Suda, that the Suda doesn't need Lechem Mishnah per se, or for this purpose. We do everything double on Shabbos that we do during the week. So if you're going to have one roll during the week, you have two on Shabbos. If you're going to break one bread during the week, you break two on Shabbos. That's the kolbo. The Rashi might agree to that in principle, just that maybe it's not necessary to go that far, or Rashi might disagree fundamentally and say that it's a din in the Suda Shabbos. Okay. The Mishabrua quotes the Vilna Gaon that one should try to break both loaves. It's something to consider. The next issue is, should you cut the bread before you make hamotzi? So during the week, this is not a well-known thing. During the week, you're supposed to take, if you have a whole loaf, you're supposed to take a knife or your fingers and break it a little bit so that when you make hamotzi, you're able to eat it quickly, right away. Okay, so that's what the Magen Avraham says. So Tosus already says that on Shabbos you shouldn't do that because you might not have Lechem Mishnah. So the Magen Avraham has this pshara that you make a mark with a knife. But what's this all about? So if the idea is for Lechem Mishnah that you're supposed to just do it the same thing you do during the week but double, so if during the week you cut the bread, So too, on Shabbos, you should be able to cut the bread, and if it breaks, okay, so you didn't do it Bishlei Musa, but during the week also, if it breaks, you don't do it Bishlei Musa. However, if it's a halacha that the Suda itself requires Lechem Mishnah, then yeah, it's a bad idea to cut the bread before, because then you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah in the right way. Interestingly, the Nativ here, Meshav Davar, points out that the whole issue of Lechem Mishnah, of being whole, you don't really need to have a whole piece of bread. You just need, it needs to come to the table the same way, you need to eat it the same way it came to the table. This is his Chiddush, that if somebody serves sliced bread and you have two slices of bread, you can fulfill Lechem Mishnah like that. The problem that Tosus is talking about is if you have one slice of bread and you cut it in half, that would not be Lechem Mishnah. So that's what the Netziv says we're concerned about. I think we're generally, we try at least not to rely on the Netziv, but if somebody's stuck, they shouldn't think that they have, they should, if there's only sliced bread, take two of them, and it's better than one. This would also play out in terms of, let's just go with one more point. The Riva, one of the Balei Tosfos and Parshas Shalach, talks about the Marami Rutenberg's opinion. So Marami Rutenberg says that that for Shalosh Shudas, you need to have a whole loaf, meaning one whole loaf. Okay, not two, just one. And Mordechai quotes Marami Rutenberg as requiring two whole loaves. Okay? So, if you look in the Ramah, V'imsoed harve pamen b'shabes, tzarech chosud eshtei kikaros. If you have, let's say, four or five or six meals, so each meal you should have two loaves. Okay? L'fachos lo b'sud eshlishes pachos mikikar echad shalim. But for Shalosh Shudas, you should at least have one whole one. Okay, so it sounds like there's a lechachila and a b'diah. Lechachila, every meal you eat, you should have two whole loaves. But at Shalosh Shudas, you should at least have one. So it doesn't sound like a great compromise here, because if you think about what we're saying, if the halacha is that each time you make hamotzi, you're supposed to have an enhanced hamotzi with two loaves, that makes sense. A meal four, five, six, seven, if you do that, you should also have Lechem Mishnah. If that's the approach, then why one at Shalosh Shudas? So you have to say that both halachas apply, meaning that in the end, we go with both approaches, that we try to have each meal too. And additionally, for the Shabbos meals themselves, we try to have to fulfill the chamisha. So why is Shalosh Shudas different? So that's what the Rishonim say, that if you at the beginning of Shabbos, when they got the mun, then they had all the mun. And then as they ate it, so at the second meal, they still had the mun from the third meal to use as their, so to say, two together. And then by Shalosh Shudas, that's the end of the mun that they had. So, if you're just trying to, from a Suda Shabbos perspective, so you can't say that they necessarily had two loaves. So really, the way the Ramah comes out is that the reason to have two loaves, at Shalosh Shudas is the same reason to have two loaves at the fourth and fifth meal, right? If you follow this approach. And one more point here, the Magen Avraham. This is relevant. It's more relevant in New York than in Florida. But the Magen Avraham says, let's say you had a meal early on. You went to Hashkam Minyan, you washed, you had your Suda, and then you're having your quote-unquote lunch at 12:15. I'm sorry. Here it would work out, too. So lunch is 12:15. The earliest time for Shalosh Shudas is like 12:40 or so. So you washed already at 12:15. It's too early to eat Shalosh Shudas. So the Magen Avraham says that what you could do is you eat the meal, you start it off, and then later on, you take a bite, a kezias of bread, and that counts as Shalosh Shudas. Even though you started too early, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas by eating bread after the zman. Rabbi Sachs alluded to this a little bit when he talked about starting the first meal early, that you should eat a kezias of bread into it. What happened to Lecha Mishnah? So if you hold that it's din in the Suda, then you'll have to say that, yeah, you're eating the same Suda and you just ate more. But it works much better if you hold that the din is that you're just supposed to make hamotzi on two loaves. So you did that. You made hamotzi on two loaves. It just happened to be too early for Shalosh Shudas. And now you just have to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas. So then you can just eat a piece of bread and fulfill the mitzvah that way. Okay. Stop here.